tough enough in good weather, but in rain, it is a real demon. And race day 66 will be a hell on wheels. As lap one gets underway, Surtees Cooper has first, Bandini second, and Brabham, Clark, and Rint are 3, 4, and 5 as the large race field goes through the south curve. Adding to the fun and games today is the presence of 15 Formula 2 cars who are racing simultaneously with their bigger brothers. Coming out of the winding curve, Surtees number 7 Cooper is well in the lead, and Brabham's number 3 is putting the pressure on Bandini for second place. The Australian easily takes his fourth victory, which virtually assures his attainment of the 66 championship. Brabham's teammate Holm gets the flag for fourth, which comes as a disappointing surprise to the AAR pit. Gurney was in fourth behind Rint going into the last lap, and the Eagles showed no signs of trouble. The PA announcer has the bad news.
Tremendous congratulations to Jack Brabham, who's won 4 Grand Prix in a row in his own Brabham car with the Repco engine from Australia, and virtually made certain of the world.
At his home circuit, Enzo Ferrari expects a good showing from his team, and in lap one, 2 of his 3 racers lead the field. Monza is a fast, uncomplicated course, and the races usually become slipstreaming contests. The 66 race is no exception.
It's running strong in the race, but some of the temperatures and pressures were getting a little out of line, and I elected to stop and see what it looked like, so we pulled out of the race. But I call it a tremendous success, particularly if you look at it as being our first test day.
Jackie Stewart is out, and Jack Brabham has won his 3rd world championship. The race leaders now are Park, Surtees, Brabham, and Holm. The Ferraris of Bandini and Scarpiotti have dropped back in the field. Ferrari has lost one of his 3 chances to win the home race. Bandini drops out with fuel pump failure. The remaining 2 Ferraris.
The race fans walking the downtown street.